apologized. You begged to come back. You said it was all your fault. You said you loved me. You said it would be all right in the future. You said you were crying as you wrote. I could see the tears on the paper. Well, I didn't have any money, did I? That was before I thought of pawning your clothes. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Look what you've done!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Look.
Oh, for God's sake, kill me, shoot me!
What?
Take it and shoot me!
Well, how can I, you silly bugger? You just blown a hole in my hand!
Oh, God, what am I doing?
You missed!
When the wound had been dressed, we returned to the hotel. Verlaine asked me continually not to leave him and to stay with him, but I refused to agree and left the hotel about 7 o'clock in the evening, accompanied by Verlaine. Not far from the Place Roop, Verlaine went on a few paces ahead and then turned towards me. I saw him put his hand in his pocket to get his revolver, so I turned and walked away. I met a police officer and told him what had happened to me, and he invited Verlaine to accompany him to the police station. If Verlaine had let me leave freely, I would have taken no action against him for the wound he inflicted on me.
I swear to tell the truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God and all his saints.
Have you any previous convictions?
No.
What is the motive behind your presence in Brussels?
I was hoping that my wife might come and join me here, as she had already done so on one occasion since our separation.
But I fail to see how the departure of a friend could have cast you into such despair. Did there not exist between you and Rambo other relations besides those of friendship?
No. This is a suggestion slanderously invented by my wife and her family to harm me. I have been accused of this in my wife's petition for divorce.
Both doctors have testified that on the basis of their examination, they are satisfied that you have recently indulged in both active and passive sodomy.
Yes.
Then do you deny that you are a practicing sodomist?
The word is sodomite.
I, the undersigned Arthur Rambeau, declare it to be the truth that on Thursday the 10th inst, at the moment when Mr. Paul Verlaine fired at me and wounded me slightly in the left wrist, Monsieur Verlaine was in such a complete state of drunkenness that he had no idea of what he was doing. I am utterly convinced that there was no criminal premeditation in his action. I further declare that I'm willing to withdraw from any criminal, correctional, or civil action against him, and as from today, renounce the benefits of any proceedings which may be brought against Monsieur Verlaine by the public prosecutor arising from this matter.
Paul-Marie Verlaine, the court finds you guilty of grievous bodily harm and sentences you to a fine of 200 francs and 2 years' imprisonment.
This way. When was this, anyway?
Earlier this month.
And they threw you out?
Certainly not. After a week, the Father Superior and I agreed that it wasn't really the life for me.
Oh, this'll do. And what led you to believe that you were cut out to be a Trappist monk?
I don't know. Perhaps it was nostalgia for prison. It was terrible coming out, you know. I'd got used to the quiet and the routine. They treated me very well. And I was sober and able to do a lot of good work. Then when I came out and I couldn't even get to see Mathilde's lawyer, let alone Mathilde, I thought the best thing to do might be to withdraw to a monastery to live a quiet, simple life with God.
But it turned out to be a teetotal order.
I told you I got used to being sober in prison.
I'm pleased to see the situation is not wholly irreversible.
Well, tonight is different. Tonight is a celebration. It's really wonderful to see you again. After all this time.
I hope you've never thought